We'll commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the last week of August 2006, this is the Rain Report. Would you like to receive these rain reports each week on your cell phone or home PC via podcast? Go to therainreport.com to learn how. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. The New York City Marathon is the granddaddy of all organized marathons worldwide. Now there's the half marathon. Its communications director is Steve Mendelson, W2ML. Amateur radio newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, spoke with Steve on the newsline beeper phone about this August 27th event.
Bill, a half marathon is a 13.1-mile race, and the reason that we're going to have the first-ever New York City half marathon is because so many people have tried to get into the New York City Marathon that there is an overflow crowd of about 60,000. So the Roadrunners Club decided for the first time to open up the idea of a half marathon. And they called, they asked for ham radio support. We came up with 32 hams at every mile point, every fluid station, and every medical station. And in one day, the New York Roadrunners got 12,000 entries. As a result, we're going to have a race for the first time that is every bit as much fun as the New York City Marathon, which is the largest organized marathon in the world. The route the runners will run is a very, very scenic and historic route. They'll be doing one complete lap around Central Park, running over the hills and valleys. They'll run past the finish line of the New York City Marathon. They'll run past many of the lakes and parks that have been shown in films throughout the world. Then they exit at 7th Avenue, and they run down 7th Avenue past Broadway, past Times Square, through the Garment District, and finally making a westward turn on beautiful 42nd Street. They'll run all the way to the West Side Highway, which runs right down the western spine of the Hudson River, and from there they head south for the finish line. They'll pass through Soho, they'll pass through some of the shadier districts, and finally, the most reverential, they'll pass Ground Zero itself, the site of the former World Trade Center. From there they go to Battery Park, where the finish line awaits them. Battery Park is where the cannon was set up to keep the British from coming into New York Harbor. A 13.1-mile extravaganza through history, beauty, and of course, the more important issue, ham radio.
Hams have done this many times before with the full marathon. Are they going to face any different challenges with the half marathon?
Oh, there are a few of them that are going to face some very, very unique challenges. Our folks at mile 10, for instance, are going to be stationed about 8 feet away from the 30th Street heliport. This means that not only do they have RF noise, not only do they have the noise of the runners going by, but the constant drone of helicopters lifting off. The people down at the battery are going to have quite a net control position. They'll be out under tents, and it's going to be a field day exercise par excellence. We're bringing in a pair of 30-foot antenna masts. We're bringing in all kinds of vertical antennas, and we're going to set them up. We're going to have a generator running the four rigs that will be used for the net control positions, and both the medical and logistics nets will be run as though it was a full field day. The folks in Central Park, Sunday morning in Central Park, the best thing I can say is it's a high-definition version of all those beautiful women you see on Sex and the City.
That's quite true. The other question, of course, is since the World Trade Center fell, everything got moved. Isn't that in the path of the run?
It is indeed. Times Square houses not only the big transmitters near us at the Empire State Building, which is down on 34th Street, but 42nd Street is also the home of number 4 Times Square, which is where all the television stations went to after the Trade Center was destroyed. The RF in that area is so huge that you can light a fluorescent bulb merely by holding it. We will have a gentleman who is a transmitter engineer who's coming down with commercial gear and a number of filters to make sure he can actually hear a repeater, which is a half mile away. Tremendous RF field strength at his site. The full New York City Marathon started out with a man in 1975 who asked for ham radio support because he had this idea that he could run people through the streets of New York City. I turned to the then president of the Tri-State Repeater Council. I was the vice president. And I believe the exact quote was, "This man is an idiot. It'll never happen." Well, it's now 30 years later. This is going to be my 30th New York City Marathon as the communications director. And judging by just how accurate I was on that one, I suspect that within 3 years, this event will have somewhere around 20 to 30,000 participants.
And you believe ham radio will be with it as well as the New York City Marathon for years to come, don't you?
Well, will it be with the New York City Marathon is a good question. You know, with the advance of cell phones, with the advance of beepers, with the advance of many different types of communications, it's hard to say if amateur radio will be with the marathon as it always has. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's right. The cell phones failed last year. The Nextels had a problem because the sites were open. Yep. No question, Bill. Amateur radio will be with the marathon at least 30 years from now.
A little sarcastic, aren't we?
No, not a little sarcastic. It's just that every 5 years, there's a management change at the Roadrunners Club. And every 5 years, I get asked, why do we have ham radio when we have cell phones, when we have Nextels, when we have our own walkie-talkies? And my answer is always the same. When all else fails, amateur radio.
You're listening to an interview with Steve Mendelson, W2ML, Communications Director for both the New York City Marathon and also the Half Marathon, which will have been run Sunday, August 27th. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, will conclude his conversation with his old friend Steve in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, being supported by Merle Heinlein, KB9NOH. You can read Merle's bio on QRZ.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
Can I take you in another direction? You served for many years with the ARL and then disappeared. People ask, where is Steve Mendelson these days? What's he doing? Fill us in on the past couple of years.
Well, in the past couple of years, I've kind of branched out a bit. The Society of Broadcast Engineers put together a little troop of frequency coordinators about 7 years ago, and I got asked to be the frequency coordinator for the New York Jets football team, much in the way that a gentleman named Rod Barton, believe into UQW as Rod's call, is the frequency coordinator for the New York football Giants. I've been doing that, and I've also had a new ham come into the family in the form of my wife Heidi, who is now KC2LEQ. And besides the New York City Marathon, I've been doing the Miami Marathon. We've been doing the Jets games for most of the fall and the winter. And I guess you would also have to throw in the fact that I'm the president of the North Jersey DX Association, which is the W2 incoming QSL Bureau. And I tried something brand new. I actually got on the air. I pressed this power button, the radio came on, and voices came out of it from all over the world. It's been very, very exciting because I've been teaching Heidi all about ham radio. And have I disappeared? Just changed direction. This is my 51st year in amateur radio.
And my final question is, what do you see for your own future?
Bill, my future seems to be very, very bright. A lot of people have asked if I was going to retire from my job as a senior systems engineer at the ABC Television Network, and I explained to them that what I'm doing is called ham radio for money. I have all of the excitement of putting brand new digital systems on the air. of pioneering certain forms of communications, including VOIP and VOIP over radio. It's a wonderful new field. I'm not quite sure I'm going to retire anytime within the next decade, or as the director of engineering at ABC says, we're going to have to drag you out kicking and screaming. And that's pretty much it. I enjoy my job and the 65 hams that work at ABC. It's a little hard to differentiate between my hobby and my work. I love them both.
The voice of New York Half Marathon Communications Director Steve Mendelson, W2ML. He was interviewed about the August 27th event by Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. Before we go, a partly personal congrats to RAIN's founder, Hap Holly, KC9RP, and his angelic wife, Stephanie, KA9WKD, who must be a saint for putting up with him, on 30 years of wedded bliss. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2006 RAIN, all rights reserved. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ.